So, in the Christmas edition, we're going to have a little entertainment segment for you now, which is 12 Christmas treats to watch and stream from the 21st to the 27th of December. So, number one, and I think this is on a lot of people's must-watch list over Christmas, it's the Gavin and Stacey finale, and there's going to be no more. This is going to finish the story for good, and it must be one of the most anticipated Christmas specials. And actually, I learned this week that it's not actually going to be set at Christmas. There is a little bit in the trailer where they do have Christmas lights, so I don't know if there's going to be a little bit of a sequence that is set at Christmas, or it's tried to make it like a little bit festive in the scene so people think it's Christmassy. I don't know. Anyway, this is on Christmas Day. It's 9 o'clock BBC One. It's audio described, and it's the most anticipated sitcom finale in decades. And now, 5 years on from when Nessa got down on one knee and asked Smithy to marry her, we finally get to see what happened next. Tidy. Okay, so number two, we've got Doctor Who, which I think is perhaps the second most anticipated thing over Christmas. This is 10 past five BBC One, a bit earlier than usual. It's audio described, and the high energy Guti Gatawa is booked into a time traveling hotel where danger lies behind locked doors. While Nicola Coughlan brings joy into our lives as the Doctor's companion for a one-off trip. Three, another much anticipated seasonal treat is Wallace and Gromit's Vengeance Most Foul. It's Christmas Day, 10 past 6 after Doctor Who, BBC One audio described. And West Wallaby Street's finest return for a crackling brand new feature-length outing when Wallace's new invention gets hijacked by a feathery old foe, and it's up to the resourceful Gromit to save the day. That's 10 past 6 BBC One. Number four, another thing I'm looking forward to is Outnumbered. It's on Boxing Day at 20 to 10. Get it right, Timbo. It's audio described. This is on BBC One. Hugh Dennis and Claire Skinner, who are a couple in real life, return as the parents of three unruly kids, although the adorable children are grown up now and are starting to have offspring of their own. Number five is the All Creatures Great and Small Christmas Special. It's a couple of days before Christmas on Monday the 23rd of December, 9 p.m. Channel 5. And the celebrations are twofold as Christmas coincides with Jimmy's first birthday. But it's Mrs. Hall who's at the centre of events after the housekeeper receives some troubling news. So number six is called The Midwife. It's on Christmas Day, 8 p.m. audio described. That's Boxing Day, 7:30, BBC One. And Sister Julianne, played by Jenna Agutter and her staff, are saying goodbye to the 1960s. But the end of the decade isn't without its surprises. Expect turbulence for the Buckles and some Blue Peter-related confusion. Okay, so number seven, Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing is on Christmas Eve, 9:15 p.m. BBC Two. It's audio described. And Paul Whitehouse and Bob Mortimer are in France sharing absurd musings, the odd glass of wine and a riverbank or two. Delightful, funny and always heartwarming. Number eight is film, and it's Downton Abbey, A New Era, the second film in the series, and there's going to be a third and final one in 2025. This is Christmas Day, 9 p.m. ITV1, and it's audio described, and the warm and an emotional second film spin-off from the series packs in five new cast members, a wedding, a trip to the Riviera, a silent movie shoot, and much more besides. It's as stuffed as a Christmas hamper, which is no bad thing, and it also has a wonderful farewell to Maggie Smith's character in Downton Abbey as well, which is quite tender and bittersweet. So number nine is streaming, and it's Squid Game 2. It's available from Boxing Day on Netflix. It's audio described, and Netflix's biggest ever show returns. He won the game, but now player 456, Lee Jung-jae, wants to put an end to the barbaric challenge. Number 10, we have a ghost story for Christmas, which is Woman of Stone. It's on BBC Two Christmas Eve. I'm going to watch this, 10:15 p.m. It's audio described, and Mark Gatiss sets nerves jingly-jangling in his latest scarefest, which finds author E. Nesbitt Celia Imrie recounting a tale about marble tomb effigies rising each Christmas Eve. I love Celia Imrie as well. Always watch it in Dinner Ladies over Christmas, the Christmas episodes that they did. Okay, so number 11 is Bad Tidings. It's a new Christmas offering from Sky. It's on Sky Showcase and Sky Max on Sunday, the 22nd of December. And comedy, it is comedy starring Lee Mack and Chris McCausland, who has just won Strictly Come Dancing for this year, as neighbours who must put their differences aside when burglars strike in their street. And finally, number 12 is The Hairy Bikers, You'll Never Ride Alone. It's already described on Monday, the 23rd of December at 9 p.m. BBC Two. And Cy King pays an emotional tribute to his best mate, Dave Myers, who died earlier this year, reminding us of their adventures, cookery shows, and their ultimate friendship. So keep listening. We will have for you 12 treats at the new year from 28th of December to the 3rd of January, and that is going to be coming up after we've had a little bit more news, a few more facts, and a ditty or two.